So provisioning IoT devices can prove challenging. Devices need to be connected to the web to actually get credentials or something like that. So today on the IoT show, we're going to demo a very cool technology from Chirp based in the UK that developed a way using sound to provision devices. And Yanni is here to demo that. And we have the team from Chirp on Skype to talk to us about this new technology. Hey guys, thanks for watching the Internet of Things show. This is Olivier, your host. Today we have a very cool demo with Chirp and its integration with Microsoft Azure IoT Central. So I have Yen with me on stage. Hey Yen, how you doing?
Hi, good, thank you.
So Yen is a dev lead in the IoT Central team. And then we have the Chirp team actually, which is on Skype. Hey guys.
Hi there.
Hey. Hey, so this is James and Damien. How are you guys?
Very well, thanks.
Cool. So guys, how about you tell us a bit about yourself and about Chirp? And where are you calling in from, guys?
Sure. So our company is based in London. We're a startup specializing in sending data using sound. And I act as our CTO. And I'm joined here by our engineer, Damien.
Okay, cool. So with Yen here, we're going to show a little demo. But before we jump into that demo, can you guys tell us a bit, you know, what exactly you've been working on with Yen and that we're going to see in a second here?
Sure. David, do you want
to? Yeah. So basically, we've got our technology, which is allowing to send some data through the sound. And the goal for this project was to make the MX chip to receive some credentials from Microsoft Azure.
Okay. So in a nutshell, what you're saying is that using audio, you are about to provision a device for its credentials to connect to the cloud securely, right?
Exactly.
Awesome. So how about we just we hand it out to Yen for a minute for him to show us the demo. He's going to walk us through the process, what's going on, and why we're doing that. And then we'll get back to you guys with some Q&A.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So what I've got on my screen right now is I've got the our provisioning little applet here. So we've done a prototype where we've actually integrated this into IoT Central.
Okay.
But today we're just going to show you this kind of this separate page here.
Got it. And maybe rewind a little. So maybe we need to remind people that it's about using credentials to connect a device to IoT Hub or IoT Central, which is one of our solutions, right?
Yeah. So one of the biggest pain points of getting any of these little wireless devices onto the internet, or getting connected to your Wi-Fi, then getting the data up into Azure IoT is how do you do that, right? So what we've done in the past is we've used like a Wi-Fi hotspot that we've built into that device that allows you then to connect to it. But the problem then becomes you're on your regular Wi-Fi, which is connected to the internet, and you go and then you go to a IoT Central, you get the credentials for the device, and then you have to cut and paste that. Then you got to change your Wi-Fi over to go to the Wi-Fi that's on the device hotspot. And if you've messed up at any point in there, you're back and forth between the two, which becomes a bit of a pain. And you know, we've heard that from the customers, right? Yeah. Said, hey, you know, can you make it simpler? And that's always the thing. Can you make it simpler to get the devices onto IoT Central?
Makes sense. So, like switching basically from a very manual process to something that's like a bit more automated.
Yeah.
I figure there's another like broader scenario, which is like if you have your device that is actually coming out of the factory, it has a generic piece of code, no credentials in there, no Wi-Fi configuration either.
Yeah.
You can imagine having this device turning on, being listening in that case, and we'll see that technology from Chirp, listening for a sound. You emit the sound based on whatever configuration you want that device to be set up in.
Yep.
And then the device gets that configuration, sets up the Wi-Fi chip, gets the credentials for IT Hub, and connects to IT Hub.
Yeah, it's all in one go. And you'll see, right, you know, it's a 10-second burst of sound around that. And then at the end of that 10 seconds, the device has all the Wi-Fi credentials it needs, plus the connection string to its endpoint to be able to start sending data. Cool. And you know, that was the real impetus here, was the fact that, you know, these boards come with a microphone built into them out of the box. Mm-hmm. And we just wanted to utilize that to be able to say, okay, we can use this as a simple way. And that's where we started doing some research on how we were going to use that microphone.
Okay.
And that's kind of how we got connected with the Chirp guys and to do this.
Well, let's see it.
All right. So on the page here, you can see I've got a little form here. And I've pre-filled it here just for the sake of time. So the top one here is the Wi-Fi we're going to connect to.
Okay.
Then the password that we connect for that Wi-Fi.
Okay.
And then finally down here we have the connection string here. And I've got my connection string, so I'm still connected to my to the Wi-Fi here,
uh-huh.
not to the board's Wi-Fi. And this is Azure IoT Central. And if I go to the connect my device. You know, all I've done is I've copied that connection string out of IoT Central and then pasted it over into the other window here. All right, so the next stage is then we hit the magic button, the send data, and we'll start playing the sound out of the speakers on the laptop. The device right now, when I turn it on, it's in listening mode.
Okay.
It's ready to receive. So, okay, we have to be quiet now and we send the data. So data's been sent. If we go over to our window here, we can see that the SSID has been sent over. You can see my password, which I'll be changing later. And then you can see the connection string below there.
I'm going to hack your network.
And what we see on the device, it's already sent two messages now. This green LED has come on, which means it's also pulled down its twin data from Azure IoT. And then if we go over to IoT Central, any second now, we should start to see some data come in here on the right.
From the device, with the usual little delay that we have in IoT.
There's a little delay because it has to go through time series insights. But
there we go.
It's got data coming through.
So basically absolutely zero touch provisioning. So you just set up all the settings like Wi-Fi and credentials for the cloud. And you can actually imagine all the things you could set up in there, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's 10 seconds. You get to hear a little bit of R2-D2 sound and then the device is sending data.
Awesome, cool. Well, actually that brings some questions for Damien and James out there in UK. So guys, first question I have for you is security, right? So I'm imagining a scenario where you have this guy who's like the guy was installing the equipment in the factory, right? And he's like coming to that new device and says, hey, this is the one that's going to go there on his like little tablet and say, hey, I'm going to provision that device. What about security? Because that sound, everyone can hear it.
Yeah. So one thing we did on our side, and I think then James and Damien can chime in. One of the things we've done on our side is it's not in this prototype here, but we display a PIN number on the device. So the device generates a random PIN number, which you then put into the form over there.
Okay.
And we use that as an encryption key.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of one of the ways that we've done kind of. You made it secure on our side.
Okay.
It's just not in this demo today. So.
that makes sense. But basically, that's something, and we'll talk about the SDKs from Chirp, but it's something that actually can add on top.
Yeah.
Like the
because
encrypted data, right?
You're just sending a data stream, and it doesn't matter what those bytes look like.
Yeah.
You can send, it's just like sending a regular data stream.
Yep.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, like it. So anything more security-wise on your side, guys, to add to that?
Sure. So I would just reiterate what Ian mentioned about Chirp strictly being the transport layer here, so that any industry standard security techniques can be layered on top of our channel, be that the PIN method that Ian mentioned, but standard techniques like TOTP or private key encryption.
Got it. Another question, which is because that's a sound. Like everyone can hear it once again. Can you imagine broadcasting to set up several devices? Kind of like saying, hey, I'm going to set up like 10 devices that are in my, that I'm just like, I just turned on with the same sound?
Yeah, that's one of the beauties of using sound, right? So any device within earshot receives that data. We just talked about security, so whether or not that device is able to act upon the data it receives is up to the third-party developer. That's under their control, but certainly for more open implementations, any device within earshot could be provisioned automatically, and that is only limited by the physically how many devices you can get within range of the broadcaster. So you could really imagine walking around a building provisioning devices, or having multiple devices, you know, sitting in a rack being provisioned at once before being deployed.
Makes sense. So, guys, can you tell us where people can find more information and where they can get bits to get started, right? Because we're seeing very cool things on the web page and what's happening in the back end, whatever. So where can guys, you know, find anything, and what kind of things can they find from you guys?
Well, so basically, you can download our SDK on Admin Center website. Okay. So you have the full list of SDKs, including the one for the MX chip. And basically, yeah, as all our SDKs, just download it. It's quite straightforward to integrate, to use. And yeah.
So you were saying there are several SDKs, and so for several devices. But it also has several languages, because actually you were Yen was using a website, right? So I guess there's some JavaScript things going on where you actually are working at creating the sound and then playing the sound, right?
Yeah. So yeah, in the web page we use the JavaScript API, which then integrates with the Chirp backend.
Got it. Yeah.
And you know, James, do you want to give a little bit more detail on that?
Sure. I mean, one thing I would add is that it's important to say that, none of the audio actually goes anywhere off device. It's all processed locally. So there's no recording of the audio or streaming of the audio off device. And that's really great, because it means that these devices can work completely offline. Another thing I'd add is, alongside our suite of SDKs for different platforms, we also offer a range of different protocols. Today, we've heard the standard Audible protocol, which somebody mentioned sounds a bit like R2-D2. But of course, we also offer ultrasonic data over sound communication, and that allows devices to connect where the transmission is completely inaudible.
Yeah, so I can imagine scenarios where you're next to a plane engine that is on, and actually using that still to communicate with that device, for example, or something like that, right?
Yeah, or if you want to do a long, you know, burst communications back and forth between devices, you can see like an edge device, right? And then having other devices connected to that edge device, and you don't necessarily want that chirping sound going back and forth, but you can use the ultrasonic. You know, humans humans can't hear it. It might drive some dogs mad. I don't know. But
about to say, yeah.
but yeah, you know, that way you can have that communication. We chose not to use that on the MX chip device.
Yeah.
One, because that audible cue is quite nice for users to hear, especially in the prototyping stage.
Yeah.
And then we're working back and forth with the MX chip guys to get to the necessary frequencies that we need to enhance it and get the ultrasonic working.
Makes sense. That I'm looking forward to that one. So we're going to add a link for people to get more information. Jem, someone else you want to add to that?
Sure. So you should just head over to admin.chirp.io.
Okay, cool. So we'll add that link as well, so that way people know where to go. With the SDKs available and like with the demos you've been using, basically, you've not been using that integration to
Central,
you can still make it work, right?
Yeah, and we'll get these demos out open source. You know, it shouldn't be a problem, and people can pick up that code and play with it.
Yeah, I'm already thinking about you know, the ways I'm going to configure my Wi-Fi and IoT up connection on my other devices. That's pretty cool.
Endless possibilities.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, guys, that was a great demo, very interesting new technology that actually will go a long way, I'm convinced. Thanks, guys, for calling in. Thanks, guys, for watching the IoT show. Don't forget to subscribe, and see you soon.